Jesus in our gospel this morning talks about two of the commandments. And he talks about, in both of these commandments, about the power of love. We have many levels of love in our lives. There's some things that we say, well, I just love that. I love this game. I love my car. But you know, it's difficult to love something that does not have the capacity to love you back. But yet we kind of get stuck in that sometimes, don't we? And many times we even get so involved in this hobby or whatever it is we love that we can let some of those relationships we have with people that have the capacity to love back, and we sacrifice those for this inanimate thing that really has no capacity to love us. And of course, we have that love for family and friends. And then the next level of love is, of course, the Eros love, the romantic love. And then we get to agape, the love of God for us and our love back for Him, and that we are in awe of who God is. And as we look at that, as we walk through our lives, we can get into some situations where we don't really quite understand this first commandment that's on the slide up on the wall this morning. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. How do we do that? To have a complete understanding of that has to involve totally who we are in our love for God. Because He loves us in just that way. And an example I can think of is how a child loves. In the last few months, my wife Joyce has been watching quite often our youngest granddaughter, who's 3 years old. And I've watched that love develop for this child to love her grandmother with all her heart, with all her mind, and all her soul. If I'm sitting in the room with her and Joyce leaves the room, she says, "Where's Grandma?" And I say, "Well, she'll be right back." And it's a love that has that connection, and she feels safe and she feels secure in that love. And her total self is committed to that. In fact, on some days when she's told she can't go see Grandma, she cries that she's not going to be able to express that love to Grandma that day. And isn't that for us on those days that we separate ourselves from God's love, that we should cry and we should mourn that separation that we've created? He doesn't separate Himself from us. We separate ourselves from Him. And that we would cry, that we would miss His presence by our separation that we're putting up there. An example for us. It's not how a child loves, and to love God in that way. But we have so many things that we know we have to hang on to love like that. And we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that because it's something that we have to let go of self. And if we really look at our experience in our own lives some days, we love ourselves most of all. And it's okay to love ourselves. But when we begin to put ourselves above others and about in front of our love for God, we are really doing something that destroys a part of us, because we've lost that touch with God. We can't ever let ourselves do that. And I know it's easy to do some days, because God is there to comfort us. God is there to give us courage. And through his love, sees us through the things that we encounter in our lives. And when we disregard that, it's so very difficult to come back and to grow through those things. Just because we're not, everything isn't perfect for us at this time, doesn't mean that God has deserted us. He's there to strengthen us and to give us courage. And of course, our second commandment that Christ teaches us today is to love your neighbor as yourself. And that's a tough one. That's really tough, isn't it? That when we're looking at people and we begin to let our own prejudices come into our lives, or someone else's prejudice come into our lives, and we let that consume us and separate us from our neighbor's love for us and our love for them. This little story I remember from years ago about this commandment. There was a woman and a man, husband and wife, leaving church one morning after, and as they left, the wife knew that her husband was always having a great difficulty with his neighbor who lived next door. There always seemed to be contention and arguments and all kinds of stuff going on between them, shouting and just anything at one another. And the wife asked, "Is George, did you hear what Pastor said, preached about in this about the commandment to love your neighbor?" He said, "Yes. Yes, I did." It's easy for him. He doesn't live next door to John Abbott. And isn't that for us sometimes? And we lose that idea and that knowledge that the people of the world are our neighbor. And when we let our prejudice and our anger and some of the things that they're doing this so that we're justified in not liking them. And we're really not. We're really not. We're only justifying in loving our neighbor as God loves us and God loves them. And sometimes that's quite a wake-up call for us, isn't it? To understand that God loves all people, his creation in the world, everyone, with no exception, including ourselves. Jesus tells us in the gospel today that if we live by these two commandments, the rest of them won't matter. They just won't matter. Because if we're living with our whole heart and loving God and loving our neighbor, we don't fall into the sins of these other commandments. We don't have to worry about them. So it's so important. And he's saying it's important to understand and to live as these commandments call us to live. One of my heroes of the church is St. Teresa. And the love she showed, not only for Christ, but for her neighbors, is such an outstanding thing that should all just consume us if we could live like that. If she walked the streets of India, in Calcutta, and she saw the people there that were ill, and they were smelly and they were dirty, they had sores, and they were hungry, and she would pick them up and wash their feet. Christ washed the feet of the disciples. And I just don't think there's any greater thing that we can do to get ourselves to understand that love for neighbor is to be willing to wash their feet, to tend their sores, and to feed them. This may be this next week in our prayer that we can think a little bit about and ask ourselves, how many feet have I washed lately?